This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon, a Republican from the Sooner State's 5th Congressional District. Today, on the 36th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion in the Roe v. Wade case, the Congresswoman has written an opinion piece for The Washington Times, in which she tells the reasons she's pro-life and how it actually impacted her political career and how that political career actually impacted her position on abortion as well. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and we thank you for sharing your story with us in the Washington Times today, where I'm sure many people are reading how your political career and the issue of life for the unborn intersected while you were, I believe, running for a local race back in Oklahoma a couple of decades ago. Explain how the issue was kind of on the back burner but came to the forefront in a real hurry.
Well, and you're exactly right, Greg. You know, there are times in life where we have basic belief systems, and we may not quite be sure why we feel the way we do about certain things, but when a belief system is confronted with the reality of life, it can really hit home. And that's what happened to me a little over 18 years ago. I was a businesswoman in Oklahoma City and volunteer in the community, a wife and a mother, and just kind of got upset with what the legislature was doing in Oklahoma and lack of work on education and health care and, you know, workers' compensation reform and some pro-business issues. I was, you know, in business myself, and I decided I was going to run for office. And so in December of that year, I announced at my little family Christmas party that, by Georgia, I was going to run for the Oklahoma legislature, and I was going to go out there and fix education and health care and work on business issues and make us more pro-business. Well, in January of that year, I went to a reception, and there was a lobbyist who came up to me, and he said, "Are you that Mary Fallon who's announced to run for the legislature?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he asked me a bunch of questions about issues, and then he finally said, "How are you on the issue of abortion?" And, you know, at that point in time, I hadn't really focused a whole lot on it. I had a 3-year-old daughter at the time, and just working and was going to campaign and run for the legislature on my off hours after I got off work and on the weekends. And I said, "Well, you know, I hadn't thought too much about it, but I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life." And he said, "Well, you're obviously in your 30s, but what would happen if you should, you know, happen to become pregnant while you're running for office, and you wouldn't be able to work and run for office at the same time, and you certainly wouldn't get elected because nobody would vote for a pregnant woman. So you need to rethink your position, because if you should happen to turn up pregnant during your campaign, you'd have to have an abortion, or you just have to quit your race and it wouldn't work out for you." And I stood there stunned, and I looked at him. I said, "Oh, my gosh." I said, "You know, if something like that happened, I would just run for office if I felt it was the right thing to do for me and my family, and I would have my baby, too, and I could be successful. I know I could be." He said, "Well, you know, you're daydreaming. You need to rethink your position because you're in your 30s, and you might have another child. You never know." Well, that was January. My election was in August for the primary, and my general was in November, so I was about 8 months off or so. Well, January and February, I got the flu. And I was out campaigning when I'd get off work on the weekends and nights. I finally went to the doctor in February, and I said, "You got to get me over this flu. I've got an election in 6 months." And he said, "What's your symptoms?" I said, "Well, I'm tired and I'm sore, and I feel a little nauseated in the morning." And he said, "Well, it's real easy. You're just going to have a baby." I said, "Oh, no, sir, I'm not. I'm running for political office." And he said, "Well, I think you are, and let's do a little test." And sure enough, I was actually pregnant while I was talking to that lobbyist and had no idea at the time. I wasn't not trying to. I just wasn't quite planning on it. And so I had a life decision to make, not so much whether I was going to have my baby or not, but whether I was going to stay to run for office or quit and give up. So I made the decision to stay and run for office. And election night in August, I was 8 months pregnant. 30 days after that, I had almost a 9-pound boy, and I had a month and 1 week after September 27th when I delivered him to go campaign for the November 3rd election. And when I took office, I had a month and a half old baby and a 3-year-old. And so today at the pro-life rally, I just held up a great picture of my handsome son, who's 6'4 and 190 pounds in his football uniform, and I said, "This is what choosing life's about. I made the decision to choose life for my son, and I would never exchange a life because it's inconvenient."
Well, convenient is one of the issues that often comes up over the abortion debate. And Congresswoman, in our last couple of minutes here, one of the issues that it appears that the Democratic majority and the new Obama administration may be advancing here in the coming weeks is the Freedom of Choice Act, which would essentially roll back any state or local restriction on abortion, whether it's partial birth abortion, parental notification, parental consent, that sort of thing, spousal notification, 24-hour waiting period, anything like that. What do you expect in terms of that debate?
Well, I know that I've been told that the leadership, Democrat leadership, and President-elect Obama now would like to pass the Freedom of Choice Act. I think it takes away states' rights. I think states have, you know, the right to be able to choose that, especially when you're dealing with something like that. Of course, I would be for banning abortion in America altogether, but it is a states' rights issue, and they're getting ready to take that away. It's kind of funny how parents can't, their children in schools can't be getting an aspirin without a permission slip, but yet, you know, a girl can go get abortion without their parents finding out in some of the states. And so, of course, I support parental notification. I support ultrasounds before an abortion so that women can see what's actually going on in their bodies, some who may not know all the facts and the details. And I just think it would be bad for America. One of our most coveted rights in our nation is the inalienable right for life. And it seems like we're moving down a slippery slope in Congress and in our nation with the issue of life.
Congresswoman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much again for sharing your story and explaining the major legislative fight that probably lies ahead for you and your colleagues. Thanks again for your time today.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Oklahoma Congresswoman Mary Fallon represents her state's 5th Congressional District. You're listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network.